From NPR News, this is Day to Day. We reported earlier on Bank of America's purchase of Countrywide Financial. That is a direct result of the problems in the housing market and Countrywide's huge losses there. Other financial institutions are also feeling the pain, and joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And Marketplace, let us start with what is going on at the nation's largest brokerage firm, that is Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, the New York Times is reporting that Merrill has lost $15 billion from investments in bad mortgage loans. And that's much larger than either the company or analysts had predicted. And it means Merrill must now try to attract some capital from outside investors, supposedly as much as $4 billion just in the next few days. And the prime candidates for that kind of money usually come from Asia or the Middle East. And as we've reported, you know, Congress and bank regulators are beginning to worry about the amount of foreign investment in the U.S. banking industry, especially from these so-called sovereign wealth funds that are essentially investments by foreign governments, some of whom have less than transparent motives.
So as I said earlier, we have the Bank of America Countrywide merger there. Other mergers and acquisitions coming down the line?
Yeah. In fact, there's another big purchase being talked about today. CNBC is reporting that J.P. Morgan Chase is holding preliminary talks to buy Washington Mutual Bank. Now, Washington Mutual is another huge lender, like Countrywide, that has lots of vulnerable mortgage loans on its books. Banking consultant Bert Ely says all this consolidation is part of the spillover effects of the subprime mortgage mess.
Anytime there are problems in any kind of industry, the weak get acquired by the strong. This is kind of like, you know, who's going to have a seat and who isn't when the music stops. And I can assure you the investment bankers are falling all over themselves trying to put deals together.
Well, speaking of spillover effects, it sounds like city governments and even state governments are beginning to feel the consequences of all these mortgage foreclosures.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, the city of Cleveland sued 21 banks, claiming that their aggressive lending to subprime borrowers in the inner cities have hurt property values and drained tax revenues. The city wants to recover hundreds of millions of dollars in the costs of demolishing and boarding up thousands of houses that have been abandoned by mortgage holders who had to foreclose. Plus, these abandoned properties mean lower property taxes for local governments. Now, a Cleveland suit follows one filed by Baltimore City Council against Wells Fargo earlier this week over the same issue, although Baltimore has taken a slightly different tack. They're charging the bank with intentionally selling high-interest subprime mortgages to more blacks than whites, and that's a violation of federal law. There was a Chicago study earlier this year that found that a foreclosure costs local governments $34,000 on average.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.